continuation. Number one, September 17, 2001. A Berkman Prize to the Boston Globe for asking the right question. Why do they hate us? A Berkman Prize to Harvard's own Joe Nye for good answer. And a prize for him to give to one of the other three whichever he thought, felt to be most persuasive. With his explanation why. We go from one state of mind to another. Like images in a picture show. Like shadows on a cave wall. Tell me, those sons of Osama out there listening, do I tell it like it is? Is this picture of reality one you would like to share? There is sadness in the air. When thinking of the future, we see freedom shutting down. Our armies mobilized. Against one man, I challenged George Bush to a mind game. What steps at this point should a great leader take? This point in the technology of warfare. This emerging global environment in which it is within one man's power to recruit a generation . Let us compete in a school of learning. To educate our children. Who will help me? Get connected. To every young Osama. It is time for the growth of the EDU domain. Where's Charlie? Charlie, we need you. We are in school with young Osamas. We need Charlie's. We want Charlie's there. We are mobilizing Charlie's army. To play mind games on the net. Eric, I bet Jamie could help. Why am I betting? Why do I back away from it? Because it is awesome. No fear. Fear is the mind killer. Eon, void dweller. truth and death. How do these two relate? Question for my class. Is, do they hate us? A fair question. Or is it too leading? It assumes they do. What is evidence for that assumption? They make admission. They say so. They wave flags in celebration at our woe. Who are they? What line separates those who weep those who mourn from those who cheer them on? They are our enemy. I propose we fight them with love of learning, we send a message from the heart of America. That learning is a path to development. That means that there's hope on the path of enough to eat. Take care of your family. See your children grow and smile. Offer them a future. With hope in it. Hey, Charlie out there. Not necessarily big and brawny. It's your brain I want. Your art. Fill in the blanks. Filter to let the class express itself. Boston Globe, will you help me start a poll? To be the product of thoughtful consideration. In classrooms of the world. To address the question, how at this point in history should our great leader respond. What? Where lies the path of wisdom? Let us put out the message of our children. At least consider putting trust in their wisdom. At least allowing them to make us think before we act. I feel danger. Amidst shock, quantum jump in change of the world around me. What we do in response to Osama bin Laden defines our identity. Who are we? We are all who feel the goodness of America in our hearts. All who would stretch in freedom. George Bush. Mr. President. I am not your enemy. I am your friend, if you will have me. You are reputed to be a man who tries to get every point of view. A man who likes to decide with deliberation. I offer you a voice from Cambridge. America. Free radio. Free digital media. A voice from the Berkman Center at Harvard Law School, Harvard University. Cambridge. Boston, seat of revolution, I propose that we build an open, internet-mediated front in the battle to reach the mind. Our children. Recognizing that we are in a global environment, one earth, all God's children on it. Now is time to stop fighting. Pay attention. Listen. Think. Allow yourself to be snagged by question. Lured into talking with someone else. Teach teachers how to do it in their classrooms, in organized groups of different size. Offer them 6 to begin. Let responses come to a single website. our portal out. Means of expressing our media message. Not drenched in commercialism. Is truth on one side? Is there only one? Is death on the other? Cult of death? Glory in martyrdom? I pace up and down on a busy little street. There are quieter. I stop on the question of truth or death. Is it and or? What is the difference? First gate of the mind. The computer in us that takes the input of our senses and processes it to reason. Pinker could help explain it. Would MIT help get Pinker up? Hal Abelson. Larry Lessig. Yochai. Do you suppose that our enemy is a student? Of how United States of America media works? Would the impact on the trade towers have been less? Without the pictures? Would we want it so? Or were we experiencing freedom that the laws behind our media would let those images go. Those pictures express the enormity of our grief. They are the blow. Deep penetrator into mind space. Deep penetrator. Sadness for innocent people who lost their lives. Picture of a couple jumping from a window. Window jumping from the tower. Hand in.